is today's No Sweat News, David.
Okay, I want to hear it. Let's
go. There you go. The bizarre stories of the day. And then on Friday, we do a No Sweat News quiz for Incubus tickets. Today, presented locally by Mattress Firm and the exclusive summer deals at Mattress Firm. Save up to $600 on select mattresses with queens starting at $149.99. Dateline, Florida, capital of the No Sweat News. It's been some time since the No Sweat News had a great story out of Florida.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
That drought ends today.
Oh, good.
20-year-old Shane Anthony Meal of Riviera Beach had a problem. He had stolen a bunch of rare coins from a rare coin place back in March, and the problem was he couldn't find anyone to buy them from him. In all, the coins are worth about $33,000. He was able to sell five or six for a couple of thousand, but he couldn't get rid of the rest. So Shane, being the genius that he is, came up with a plan. He brought them to his local grocery store and ran them through the coin machine.
Oh, the Coinstar.
The Coinstar.
I love that thing. I didn't even know those are still around. Awesome.
He got face value for them.
Oh.
Not the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that they were worth.
Shoot, dummy. Yeah, that's a good point. You're not the thing about the coin collection. It's about the collection, not about their actual price.
He ended up with a fraction of the coin's actual rare coin value because you get 10 cents back. Actually, you get 7 cents because don't you have to pay them like 3%?
Something like that.
Cops connected the dots with the security camera footage of the Coinstar machine, and bye-bye, Shane.
Oh, golly. Well, that was not the best plan.
Not smart. Mm. Here's this great story out of San Francisco. A couple is fighting a parking ticket they got because they parked in a red zone. But here's the thing. It wasn't a red zone parking spot when they parked there. The DOT came through and painted the curb red after they parked.
Oh.
They went into the store, no red curb. They come out, the painting's been done, and they get a parking ticket on their car.
Oh, that's not fair.
That seems...
That is cheap. That is no.
They even pointed out
they have a case here.
Absolutely. In their visit to town hall, they pointed out the spot where their tire was rubbed up against the curb didn't have any paint on it. It's like the outline of their tire on the curb.
What?
So they're fighting the $110 parking ticket.
They should. I mean, if I'm a judge, I'm like, the judge probably hates being even in that town.
Right.
He or she, or the judge is, has to, you know, just deliberate over stupid, you know, cases like this.
Unbelievable.
He's like, I watch Law and Order.
You can't.
I want a murder case for crying out. I got to deal with this type of small town tumbleweed garbage.
Man. Unbelievable.
They painted over the guy's car.
While you were parked, they changed the rule. Jeez. That doesn't seem fair. And now this is shocking to me. Friday is National Chicken Wing Day.
It is.
I'm planning on taking off. A poll asked 2,000 Americans what their favorite flavor of chicken wing is, and buffalo is not number one. I'm beside myself. Buffalo is the original. It's the OG. We wouldn't have any other flavor of chicken wing without buffalo.
What is number one?
Number one is barbecue.
Barbecue sauce on the chicken wing.
Barbecue chicken wing came in number one. And ranch flavor is number two.
Right. Because you dip it in the ranch.
No, they're just saying the ranch chicken wing. I've never even heard of just ranch chicken wings. And then coming in at number three is hot spicy buffalo.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm just like, I mean... And what are we doing? How do you have anything better rated number one? Buffalo is it. There you go. That's the chicken wing. Don't ask me what flavor I want. If I ask for chicken wings, buffalo is
it. This is strange because I'm not even sure. I mean, yeah, I will get a chicken wing. I'll dip it into ranch
or
blue cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
I love doing that.
Yeah.
That's all fantastic.
Are you a double dipper? Are you a multiple dipper?
No.
No?
I've seen the Seinfeld episode.
No.
I'm not going to be accused of... what? No, because I know that. It's disgusting.
Well, if it's only your dipping sauce. Because mostly you get your plate of wings.
No, because you know what? Because the wings aren't big enough.
Yeah. I dip multiple times, like 4 or 5 times.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. I love
small
it.
Your bites.
I love it. I love getting that either ranch or blue cheese. I like getting that ratio to the spiciness exactly perfect every time. But I'm shocked. I mean, how do you do a poll and buffalo is not number one in chicken wing sauce?
Well, I mean, you know, why don't you write a letter to these people? You're very disturbed by this. Wait, what was number one again? Oh, barbecue.
Barbecue
was number one.
Barbecue. What's all right? Boring.
I just feel like they're playing around, whoever did this poll, because barbecue.
Oh, it's meh. What's so special about barbecue chicken wings? Nothing.
I mean, barbecue is like just the standard chicken wing, right? Almost, right? With nothing on it, and then you add the buffalo sauce.
The buffalo goes everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't get it. That's the No Sweat News for today. Three more stories that pile on tomorrow.
Starving, though. I'll tell you that.
Somebody shows up with a mess of buffalo wings right now, I am not complaining. Man alive.
I mean, come on. I mean, are there any chicken wing places up in
Anchor Bar, Buffalo.
Jeez.
Pilgrimage. Go there.
I will say this. My only controversial hot take is I prefer chicken legs over wings. Because I just feel like sometimes if you don't go to the right restaurant, it's too much
like
work.
Like a full size?
You know,
or you like the mini? Little,
yeah, the mini legs over the chicken wings. Because sometimes
you don't like
I
the
feel
flat.
Like, well, it's just that sometimes you end up just eating like 40 wings and you're not getting a lot of meat per bite.
So you like the drumstick, not the flat. The
drumstick. Yeah, that's what I like.
Okay, I'm equal. I love them both. I go 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 50%, 1-1.
Okay. I mean,
I've done this
psychotic.
A lot.
I know.
I've done this. I've been on road trips to Buffalo where we've driven hours just to go to the place that invented it.
You know what? The convenience store right across the street, believe it or not, actually has good...
Don't even. Don't 7-Eleven me some chicken wings.
What?
Don't even.
I stand by some of that 7-Eleven food that everyone else... Everyone mocks the hot dog on the rotisserie thing.
Oh, my God.
I stand by it.
Yeah.
And then you stand by it.
Then you sit for about 45 minutes, about 3 hours later.
Oh, that's true. Or call out the next day, dude, with stomachache. Carl, I can't make it
in today.
It's actually true. It's less faking than, those 4 hot dogs, what year were they?
Oh,
what year were those things put in that oven?
Now I need wings.
All right. Well, you know.
Who's got wings right now? Got a quick check of the roads. See you tomorrow for more No Sweat News to gear up for Friday's quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.